You and not break my heart. You wanna be free to not think of me, but what will that cost? Try and find another way to hold out my hand. Try and find another way to make you understand that life is short. What you're looking for is a way to close the door on sad and loveless days. Sad and loveless days. You think that you've...
Wow, what's up? Silicogel Slop Hour. Another week of Silicogel Slop Hour. We're back. Ooh, I didn't do the important login stuff. So while I introduce myself, I'm going to do that. So we're back on the Silicogel Slop Hour another week. I'm back again with my good friend, Andres.
Hello.
Wait, is that coming through?
Oh, there we go.
I forgot. There we go. That's okay. Introduce yourself again.
Hi, my name is Andres. Happy to be on here once again.
Because it's the best show.
Of course.
No,
you know,
yes.
Mine's the second best show, though.
We can't argue with that.
Actually, it's the worst. Don't listen
good.
To it.
It's good, okay? It's good. Don't knock it. So we're starting off week show two. I really thank you for everyone tuning in again. I want to say thank you. So starting off, we have a song. It's a K-pop song.
Ooh, okay.
This is the first track from the very first K-pop album ever.
When did this come out?
This came out in 1992. Okay, the backstory, because this album fascinates me so much. So it's by this group called Sotaji and Boys.
Okay.
Basically, Sotaji, he was this one dude. He was this Korean musician. He was in a metal band, but like he really loved like American like rap and pop music.
Mm.
So he made this album. It's just like an amalgamation, mashup of like all these like American pop rap sounds into one album, just everything he loved, and it's like it goes so hard. And he was like massive in Korea, and when he quit, it left this like massive black hole, and like the entire K-pop industry since then has just been copying like his formula.
Oh my god!
It was like, and I it's fascinating how this like this one dude just following his passion, just making music he thought was hard, has spawned this massive omnipresent industry. And like that's not a slight to K-pop. I love a lot of K-pop, but like still it's like,
so he's like the OG.
He literally the OG.
That's
and
nuts.
This is the track I know off of his first album, Sotaji and Boys, by Sotaji and Boys. Let's hear it. Enjoy.
Excited.
Kudemari 전부였잖아 그대여 거짓말하세요
What do we think of Sotaichi?
He kind
of
went in on that.
He did go in on that. That's crazy. Like, that, like this album is what changed my mind on K-pop, and it was like a gradual thing. Because I heard this album. I don't even know where I heard about it from. Because, like, no one... I haven't really heard anyone, like, in America, like, speak about it. But, like, I saw the cover on the internet, and, like, look at that. That goes hard, doesn't
it? That is super hard.
That goes hard. I listened to it, and I was like, damn, this is crazy. And I read up on it. I'm like, damn.
Wow.
Anyways, next we have a request... Oh, wait, were you going to say something?
Oh, I was gonna say, like this is like what changed your mind on like K-pop. Like, I don't know. I just like, I heard some of like the modern stuff, and I was like, wow, this is really catchy. I'm gonna listen to some more.
It wasn't this. This is what planted the seed. Like, this can be like actually good, artful. And then like a few months later, I listened to that one Luna album, the Luna Odd Eye Circle Max and Match album, and that one of my favorite pop albums ever. So like that. That's
okay. Yeah. I see.
That's what finally did it. Anyways, we have a request right now. From a friend of the show, Harrison, who unfortunately
shout out to him.
Shout out Harrison. Unfortunately, he couldn't join us, but he asked us to play a song called "Disco Duck" by Rick Dees. Neither of us have heard it before, and he's requested that we play it with our mics on. So that's what's gonna happen.
Wonderful.
We're gonna play "Disco Duck" by Rick Dees
with live reactions.
Live reactions. So let's go. Shout out Harrison for this one.
Okay.
Yeah. Went to a party the other night. All the ladies were treating me right. Moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world could I keep my seat?
I like the beat.
I did. I like the horns there.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I begin to change.
I love the cover. Dance floor acting strange.
Oh yeah.
Flapping my arms, I begin to cluck. Look at me. I'm the disco.
This topped the Billboard charts in 1976, apparently.
There's no way. What?
Yo! You spit on that!
Yo! Go duck!
I already, this is insane. He's got the perfect Donald Duck impression. I really appreciate anyone who does a perfect. You know who else does a perfect Donald Duck impression?
Who?
Gabriel Boric.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's done it like live on T. Like,
there's no way.
He prides himself on his perfect.
So based.
Masada.
But there's no stopping the duck in his beak.
So I got back up to try. These are innovative vocalists. Why look? Why listen to like Yeet or like Young Thug when you can listen to this?
Literally. The problem with the youth today is they don't
appreciate the classics.
They don't appreciate Disco Duck enough.
Yeah.
I gotta hear this chopped up. I gotta hear the Disco Duck appreciation. This is like perfect as like the, cause like I don't know if Rick D's guy was like in the disco scene. This is like the equivalent of like some like boomer today, like making a song like Rap Dog, where it's like a dog talking about how much they love rap, like a random animal,
like something like Meow the Jewels or whatever.
Yeah, you like, know that? like a caricature, like a character. This is like a caricature of disco.
Yeah.
So, it's like disco. I don't know. I can't explain it. I'm not in the right. I can't explain it. But this goes hard.
It kind of does. Like, if this is a... No, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say if this is a real track, but like, I take that back.
All right. That... I really... Thank you, Harrison, for that.
Shout out to Harrison for that.
I don't know how I haven't heard that before. That was crazy. Next, we have another classic that... After that, I was going to play like an actual like disco song. Like a sort of disco song. A disco-influenced song. So right now we're gonna play do you have anything you want to say about Disco Duck before I go any additional thoughts?
No more thoughts on Disco Duck. That was, I think the music spoke for itself right there. Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate the mics on this because they pick up all of the chair speaking. You can hear that on there. That's great. I love that.
I can hear it through my headphones right now.
So we have a sort of disco song. This is Academy Award performance by Sparks. This is their only really disco influenced album. It was produced by Giorgio Moroder, who most Gen Z's would know as the guy on that one Daft Punk song who goes, "My name is Giovanni Giorgio," and this Daft. Have you listened to Random Access Memories?
I have not, which is kind of embarrassing.
That's a bit embarrassing. this is produced by that guy. It's a Sparks track. I love Sparks, one of my favorite 70s bands, and this is like their only disco album, and I love it. I've been having this on repeat for like last month. It's great, and I'm gonna play it. Let's get it.
Let's go.
Academy Award performance. Let's go.
We rocking with Sparks?
That was hard.
It does go hard.
The instrumental was crazy.
Like, literally, I ain't heard an album like that in 1979. That's crazy. Yeah. I was alive in 1979 when I heard that.
They oh, really?
That. Yeah. That was there for that.
That's crazy.
Seriously. I'm wow. I'm not even joking right now.
Yeah, obviously, like.
All right. Anyways, on from that, that wasn't even a funny bit. That wasn't a good bit. I can't go anywhere with that bit. Anyway, today was a big day for fucking losers. Like, I can't swear on. I forgot I can't swear on this.
It's safe harbor. No.
Today was a big day for
annoying people.
For losers like myself, and by losers I mean drainers. If Wait, you what check happened streaming today? Services, not
a oh the drain archive. Yeah,
finally on streaming services, right? Apple Music, Spotify, the whole lot, and. I'm going to celebrate that by playing one of my favorite Drain Archive songs that wasn't on streaming services before that's now been put on streaming services because of the Drain Archive. Hold Me Down Like Gravity by Echo 2K. This one. Have you heard this one?
I have not.
This
is such a classic. Diven that deep into the Drain Gang Archive.
This was like the first single he ever released. He's never put it on streaming services. But it's
when did this come out?
2014, like, I think.
Wow.
So, yeah, like glue era. Anyways, hold me down like gravity by Echo 2K. This one's a classic.
This is real music.
This is real music. No one does it like this anymore. You couldn't make this today. Anyways, let's hear it. I wanna see.
I currently own 9 CryptoPunks, like 6 apes. My shit is definitely not foolish shit. I got some fucking heat.
How much money do you think you've made in the last year off of NFTs?
I would say conservatively, not made, not like liquid. My portfolio right now is worth probably like 7, 8 million in the future if stuff continues the way it is. At the end of this year, like next year, it could be up to like 10 M's.
What did we think of Guided by Voices and what did I have before that?
Hold Me Down Like Gravity.
Hold Me Down Like Gravity. Yeah, what do we think of that?
I liked it.
Which one? Yeah.
I like both of them, but I don't know. That Echo song was definitely interesting because like it's so different from what he makes now.
Like the amazing thing about this Drain Archive is like I finally realized. People don't realize that Echo 2K was trying to be like an actual like rapper on this early stuff, and it's so like jarring hearing it now. But like still great, still one of the still.
And then he got Yassified.
Literally.
For the better.
All right.
And then he developed one of the greatest voices of all time.
One of the best of our generation.
The generational talent.
All right. Coming up next is something that I made. Of course, alcohol consumption when you're under the age of 21 is illegal in the state of Massachusetts and everywhere in the United States.
Of course.
So I'm saying, hypothetically, if this were the case, then hypothetically, if I were to do this, I hypothetically would have found this on my computer the night after doing that hypothetically. And in that hypothetical scenario, I think it's really funny that I made this one time. And I just remembered that I had it on my computer this morning, so I think I'm gonna play it because it's horrible, and I think everyone should be subjected to it. I'm figuring out how to log this right now on the internet. There we go.
You gotta come up with the title on the spot.
I just did come up with the title, so. Adieu. I'm not gonna say anything to introduce it. You're just gonna be subjected to this.
Wonderful.
3 minutes, 10 seconds, so it's not too long. Please stay tuned. Please don't tap out, because we have some good stuff afterwards. So,
this is the filter for the real fans.
Literally, if you tap out now, you're a fake fan.
For real.
Enjoy this, please.
Screaming out, your honor. block down the SK if you want to be. Shout at Warren Blank Rage, I put your ass to sleep. Shout at talk is cheap, so watch what you say. Broad day and a half like this shit legal. I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. Nigga, stankin', nigga, what the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit or what the fuck I said. Front yard, broad day with the SK. See Gucci, that's my motherfucking nigga. I hang in the bell with them hit squad killers. Walk them like a flame on the hood ass nigga. Riding real slow, in the corners, my nigga. Walk up, walk up, walk up.
What do you think of that?
Incredible. I have no words.
I'm very embarrassed about that.
I go hard.
Break squad.
Pow, 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 pow.
I found the acapella version and it like perfect quality. It had like every single ad lib like intact.
That's crazy.
Like panned correctly. I need to find something with the same exact BPM. I found that.
That's too good.
We got
what?
A fan of the show, Harrison.
What'd he say?
This is making me dissociate. Why does this go? I have words. Dissociation.
I think that sums it up quite well.
Good to see we can generate a response. Good to see I generated a response. So, he requested you to play another song. This is a new Yeet track.
Ooh, which one?
Smooktober.
Smunktober?
Schmunktober.
Yeet's influence is crazy. The most used baby name next year is going to be Schmunky. Mark my words.
Second most Twizzy. I can't find Smooktober on YouTube, but that's
unfortunate.
God, I don't have Apple Music.
Not even a real song.
Smunktober. Are you doubting that? Are you doubting that that's a real song?
I wouldn't be surprised, but like it's something he posted on his story.
No, he posted Schmunktober on his story.
Oh, is this something
it's
else?
It's Smooktober.
Wait, I'm looking up the album right now.
We'll do a preview. I'm pulling it up on Apple Music on my phone, and I'm gonna play it through the mic. Cause that's the best audio quality.
Oh yeah, Smooktober. It's the second to last song on the album.
Smooktober. Yo! Whoa!
Wake up, filthy.
Playing it right now.
You gotta log this.
This is the way it was meant to be heard. I'm surpassing the pop filter right now. You see this? I'm gonna balance it on the pop. I'm gonna balance it on the pop filter so I can log it. This goes though.
This kind of goes.
This is how I listen.
I listen to everything. What are you talking about?
Yeah, this is how I listen to music at the time. So like.
This is what Dr. Dre meant when he said, listen to music the way it's meant to be heard.
This does go, though. It sounds like elevator music like this, and that's why I like it.
Elevator music?
Yeah, like this audio quality, I mean.
Oh, okay.
And like I really like the image of like being like 10 years in the future. And like Yeet is
through
elevator
the elevator
music.
Speaker.
Like you hear this in the dentist's office. That's what I want to hear. Yeah. I want to be getting a root canal and hearing this on the speaker. Like it's sounding exactly like this. This is music.
The filthy tag. This is like the kind of quality you get on those like memes where it's like they're trying so hard to be like post ironic.
Yeah, but we're just doing it. Literally, this was how it was meant to be heard. Wait, fuck, I lost balance. There we go, check. Mm-hmm. What if I took the foam off the mic?
I don't know about that.
I don't think I could do that.
That doesn't sound as good now.
Yeah. This is live studio mixing.
This is what Donda sounded like before Mike Dean mixed it.
This is literally Jesus is King when it was dropped. Oh shit. This doesn't break protocol, I hope. The camera's looking at me right now. I hope this is okay.
This is fine.
It's behind the pop filter, so they're not. Anyways. So that was Smooktober by Yeet from the new Yeet album that dropped, I'd say, an hour and 35 minutes ago. Great song.
Crazy.
I think that's... I really earnestly love Yeet, and which I established last time.
Next goat.
Literally. He and the goat conversation. Oh, God. The internet has ruined me.
What are you talking about? having unfiltered internet access at a young age?
Always a good idea. Parents out there listening, give your children unrestricted internet access as soon as possible. The best. Look at me. This is what happens. Anyways, we're going to have a little solo song. I'm not going to introduce this one. I'm just going to play it, and you're going to hear it. And it's a pretty decently long one, so enjoy.
Eu vim da Bahia cantar, eu vim da Bahia contar, tanta coisa bonita que tem na Bahia, que é meu lugar, tem meu chão, tem meu céu, tem meu mar, a Bahia que vive pra dizer como é que faz pra viver, onde a gente não tem pra comer mais de fome. Pra valer, pra morrer de alegria, na festa de rua, no samba de roda, na noite de lua, no canto do mar. Eu vim da Bahia, mas eu volto pra lá. Eu vim da Bahia, mas algum dia eu volto pra lá. Eu vim da Bahia. Bonita que tem na Bahia, que é meu lugar, tem meu chão, tem meu céu, tem meu mar, a Bahia que vive pra dizer como é que faz pra viver, onde a gente não tem pra comer mais de fome, não morre, porque na Bahia tem mãe de manja de outro lado, senhor do bom fim, que ajuda o baiano a samba pra valer, pra morrer de alegria, na festa de rua, no samba de roda, na noite de lua, no canto do mar. Eu vim da Bahia, mas eu volto pra lá. Eu vim da Bahia, mas algum dia eu volto pra lá. Eu vim da Bahia. A Bahia que vive pra dizer como é que faz pra viver, onde a gente não tem pra comer mais de fome, não morre, porque na Bahia tem mãe e manja de outro lado, senhor do bom fim, que ajuda o baiano a viver, pra cantar, pra samba, pra valer, pra morrer de alegria, na festa de rua, no samba de roda, na noite de lua, no canto do mar. Eu vim da Bahia, mas eu volto pra lá. Eu vim da Bahia, mas algum dia eu volto pra lá. Eu vim da Bahia cantar, eu vim da Bahia contar, tanta
coisa bonita que tem na Bahia, que é meu lugar, tem meu chão, tem meu céu, tem meu mar, a Bahia que vive pra dizer como é que faz pra viver, onde a gente não tem pra comer, mas de fome não morre, porque na Bahia tem mande, mas já de outro lado, Senhor do Bom Fim, que ajuda o baiano a viver, pra cantar, pra samba, pra valer, pra morrer de alegria, na festa de rua, na samba de roda, na noite de lua, no canto do mar. Algum dia eu volto pra lá. Eu vim da Bahia cantar. Eu vim da Bahia contar. Tanta coisa bonita que tem na Bahia, que é meu lugar. Tem meu chão, tem meu céu, tem meu mar. A Bahia que vive pra dizer como é que faz pra viver, onde a gente não tem pra comer, mais de fome não morre, porque na Bahia tem mangue, mas já de outro lado, Senhor do Bom Fim, que ajuda o baiano a viver, pra cantar, pra samba, pra valer, pra morrer de alegria, na festa de rua, no samba de roda, na noite de lua, no canto do mar.
Oh, just inform me that I've sworn like four times. It's against the rules. Thank you.
It's okay. You get a pass.
I do get a pass because it's 1 a.m. Who's listening to this at 1 a.m.? What do you think of Eu Vim da Bahia by João Gilbert?
That was nice. I like Bossa Nova.
It's so nice with it.
You have some good recommendations.
I'm the best. I'm big.
Shout out Portuguese at Tufts.
Shout out Portuguese at Tufts. Really, shout out. Y'all, you guys saved it. And really, shout out. I wanted to take Portuguese classes, but they're not offering Portuguese 1, but they're still offering other Portuguese classes, which is good. Anyways. People know me. I'm having a 3-6 Mafia song up next.
Yes, sir.
This is an important 3-6 Mafia song. This is a historical song. Listen to the lyrics closely. You'll know how historical the song is and how important and informational it is to everyone who's ever heard it. And no more introduction. I can't say any more introduction. Doing Sipping on Some Syrup.
Oh, 3-6 classic. Mafia.
This is a classic. Let's get it.
Yeah, you old pussy-ass, cake-ass, punk-ass, trick-ass, suck-ass, fuck-ass, dick in the boot ass, KY jelly packing ass, nigga. You better get your bitch ass up off the street, nigga. You got 5 seconds to get your hating ass up out here, cause there's some trill ass niggas in this motherfucker.
Yeah, nigga, y'all know the motherfucking scope. Y'all non-snorters, non-smokers, non-sippers. Get the fuck up out of here, bitch.
Nigga, some sipping ass, pouring up ass, smoking ass, getting high ass niggas in here. 3-6, UGK, nigga, we putting it down in this motherfucker.
And we ain't playing with you. Y'all know the motherfuckers go home.
Now pull it up, nigga.
Dippin' on some scissor. Dippin' on some dippin' on some scissor. Dippin' on some dippin' on some scissor. Dippin' on some dippin' on some scissor.
Dippin'
on some dippin' on some scissor.
Dippin'
on some dippin' on some scissor. Dippin' on some dippin' on some scissor. Dippin' on some dippin' on some scissor.
I'm real, working the wheel. A pimp, not a simp. Keep the dope fiends higher than the Goodyear blimp. We eat so many shrimp. I got iodine hardening. Fuck niggas, make me sick with all that pinching and bargaining. You say that you a boss, I ain't believing that shit. You got the funny Geneva watch with the Ferrari kit. Take that
that monkey shit off. You embarrassing us. I got the whip of Mr. Scene, thick orange and yellow tux. Hydrocodone on the hands-free phone. The 84 chrome on them blades, 20-inch chrome. If you got 16, you can get a visor. I'm choking on that Doja Sweet and sipping on that scissor.
Some niggas scared to float it. Some niggas they want it. Some niggas they Jonah, but I be fucked up a phony. Roll with the mafia six, and we ain't about that bullshit. If we gon' get high, we gon' get high, and we gon' have some bitch. Two niggas all at the mouth. Niggas all at the ass. And plus that some type of nigga dick hard all night, and she cool with that. She popped a pill of X and drank on some orange juice. And just when you thought she was freaking, she done got super loose. Niggas coming by threes and deuce, all in circles like Dr. Goose. All it wanted can phone it. She on that X and that tootie fruit. $40 for just 1 ounce tussin' X. It's now it's pronounced. Niggas sipping and dipping and tripping. Man, I'm about all out.
Sipping on some scissors.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Buckingham Palace has announced the death of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh.
Let me tell you something, yeah? Yeah, that can wine.
And all these people, you know, it's movie star Johnny, UK dancer general. And right now, we are going to introduce a song. We are going to take over the world, please. We are going to run the dance floor. FKA Twigs, Shy Girl, play the song. Sing the song, yeah.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, that can wine, but girl that can dance. And I'm just meaning like, she just lets herself be free and is so expressive and just don't give a fuck. Sexier than that.
True say, but never realized that the Capri Sun energy, where's a grind up on in your area? Let's start it again. Boom, boom, tackers when you can't find a winder. But everybody wants to send up for my love. Sticky sweet, I'm on the beat like a killer, a killer.
even know my body.
You can hold it.
Never stop, I am in nobody.
Who controlling?
Not enough, just a little more.
Cause you're
eyes wide shut, we can rock till the morning. Pappy got in it, check it pacify. Tell me when, tell me where, I can reach your body fine.
Some energy,
look away.
Some energy.
Don't feel like I could be with a girl and she can't dance.
Let's start it again.
What do we think?
That was crazy. I love that FKA Twix song.
That's so good. It's like a dance hall song, yeah. Too. Like, that's crazy.
The Shy Girl feature is also great.
She goes insane. She works in with it so well. She's like a part of the instrumental. Anyways. winding down now. We got our last song coming up. This is going to play out the Silicagel Slop Hour. I want to say again, shout out Andre.
Thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure. It's always great. I want to say shout out Harrison. You've made a great contribution.
Disco Duck.
Dude, Disco Duck. And also the Yeet song. I want to play the Yeet song about him. So out of the... Hold on. Let me check the RFT story. Out of the 13 people who viewed the RFT story, I hope at least one of you is tuned in. Please tell me if you tuned in. Or don't. I don't give a shit. Wait, no, I can't
say that. Can't say that.
I can't say that. No, but yeah. I'm the admin, by the way, if you couldn't tell. Andres, your hands are clean.
Yeah. I mean, I've given ideas.
You are... So. No, he is basically an admin at this point.
Nah.
You are basically... got the creative juices. Anyway.
Do I want to associate with you?
You don't. All right, last song. Playing myself out with the swing. Playing us out with the song. It's another James Ferraro tracks, of course.
Of course.
Of course. You know, this is me. No, name another Ferraro freak. Name a bigger Ferraro freak than me. You can't.
You really can't.
You can't. This is Dr. Hollywood by James Ferraro. Also, I forgot to say this at the beginning, so I need to say it now. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Keep it freeform.
Keep it freeform. Anyways, last song, playing myself out. Dr. Hollywood by James Ferraro. Please enjoy, and I will see you guys next week.
Yes, sir.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Big story we're watching for
square block. We saw
saw both ends of the spectrum.
You just saw everything. And this fire that's burning. Well, these fires, we've got, how many buildings have we got?
One, two, three. One's already gone. Three are going. Four, they've gone.